Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to find a micro hobby, something engaging and meaningful you can do when you have just a few minutes of free time. Choosing something wisely can really make life a lot more satisfying. It would be nice if we routinely had long chunks of free time that we could use for oil painting or playing the flute or woodworking. And if you do, good for you. I'd also argue that many of us can get a few extended stretches of high-quality leisure time each week, if we plan well. However, even with great planning, not all of our leisure time will appear in this form. Often, we get just a few minutes of free time here and there. Picture yourself waiting for a conference call to start, or standing in line at the grocery store, idling in the carpool line, or waiting for your teapot to boil. In total, this can be quite a bit of time, but it is fragmented. Time confetti, as author Bridget Schulte once put it. It's easy to scroll through social media or check email in moments like these, and your phone is almost certainly nearby. Those activities are marginally entertaining, definitely absorbing. But they are not that rewarding, and curiously enough, your inbox will end up being just as full the next time you sit down at your computer, even if you do throw time at it now. So, on some level, why bother? Instead, try to find something more rewarding to do with your micro leisure time. Find a micro hobby. A hobby is an activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. Ideally, there is a bit of skill involved. It is not completely passive. A micro hobby is a hobby that can be enjoyed in little bits of time. So, for instance, you might try micro writing. Start a free writing file, and then when you get a few minutes, aim to write 50 words, 100 words or so. I have read whole books of micro memoirs, so you might be able to create something of real value in those little moments. Of course, you can also read things that other people have written. Poems are quick. Scripture verses, too. Set yourself a goal to read through some chunk of a sacred text in bits and pieces. You could even aim to memorize verses or poems as your micro hobby. Having these phrases floating around in your brain can definitely elevate your thoughts. If you enjoy art, sketching can make a great micro hobby. No need to use charcoal drawing pencils or special papers unless you really want to. Just use whatever pen or pencil and paper you have on hand. Some of my favorite art exhibits have included artist sketches on scraps of paper. I love getting the behind-the-scenes view of the idea for a painting as it emerges. Sketching will help you strengthen your drawing skills and perhaps get ideas for a more polished painting or drawing. And it will prompt you to truly look and pay attention to your surroundings. Taking photographs can do that too. If you are parked somewhere waiting, get out. Look at the plants and shadows and shapes of the world, and experiment with taking photos from different angles. With our phones, you can just delete anything that doesn't work out. There is no downside to learning through trial and error. Another option for micro leisure is to use an app like Duolingo to learn a language. You can complete a lesson or practice session in just a few minutes. See how long you can get a streak going. You'll get your brain working in new ways, which you can do with crossword puzzles as a micro hobby as well. Now, of course, your hobby doesn't actually need to be totally self-contained in these bits of time. One of the most rewarding choices for micro-leisure is to augment the more extended time you spend on a hobby at other points. So, for instance, if you play an instrument, but you can't exactly practice your instrument while sitting in line at school pickup, watch videos of or listen to other people performing the songs you are practicing. How have 6 different musicians interpreted that piano solo you are learning? If you are a gardener, use these bits of time to watch tutorials or read articles with tips on plant care or garden design. If you are going to go on social media, well, go with a purpose. If your hobby is building dollhouse furniture, and so you have an Instagram account that is completely devoted to miniatures, well, that would be a good idea. The possibilities for micro-hobbies are endless. The point is to use your time in a way that is meaningful. Rather than counting a few minutes here and there as worthless and blowing them off on mindless scrolling. A lot of fun can be had in tiny moments. You just need to figure out how. If you have micro hobbies you enjoy, I'd love to hear about them. You can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.